Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So thank you for all reaching out. It has been very, 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 very stressful and tragic. When I was on air yesterday finishing my show, because my show is 9 to noon live Pacific time. I know many people listen to it delayed, but it's 9 to noon Pacific time, 12 to 3 Eastern. My son is calling me. And he never calls when I'm on air. He knows. Plus, kids, Gen Zs don't call. They text. So seeing my son call while I'm on air, and I can't answer it, I'm like, something's wrong. Something's wrong. So the second I get off air, they tell me that, you know, my son, both of my boys go to UNLV, that there was a shooting on campus at the BEH. So the BEH is the Beam Hall. Immediately, news hasn't covered it yet because these are the students getting wind of what's going on. So I immediately throw it out there to telling everybody we know, stay away from campus, put it out there on Twitter, Facebook, saying there's a shooting going on. And then there were, unfortunately, casualties that came with this. And as a person, I went to UNLV. UNLV was my undergrad. My husband went to UNLV. I met my husband at UNLV. My boys go to UNLV. My son is in the engineering school, going to be graduating this December in 2 weeks from with a master's. And my other boy son is in the business college, and that's Beam Hall where he goes. Fortunately, one of my sons was sleeping in, and the other one was coming into the engineering area when he heard, and then he left because they said everybody get out. Kudos and well done UNLV. For the prompt notifications, response, UNLV Police Department, who my husband used to work for, and were very, very supportive of. They did a fantastic job being able to neutralize the situation. We were told at the most recent update that there were 8 victims. 3 of them died. 1 had been advanced to stable condition. There were 4 others injured, including 2 officers. They had said during the press briefing that UNLV is closed. Closed meaning no school, no classes for this week. Not sure what's going to happen next week. It's finals, midterms, but there will be, the dorms are open. There is going to be some social services available. Of course, heavy police presence, but no class. So if you don't have to be there, please don't go. The shooter, the alleged shooter, is being identified as Dr. Tony Polito. Tony Polito is allegedly a professor who has a PhD. I think he got his PhD online, but a PhD nonetheless, who applied for a job at UNLV and was allegedly rejected. Wonder why. From what we understand, he went to the 4th floor of Beam Hall, which I believe is where the master's students and the MBA students are. He has a PhD in philosophy. He had a PhD in philosophy as well as, I think, a master's and MBA. And so when we heard that he went to the 4th floor of Beam Hall, as opposed to going to a student union or going to a first floor amphitheater where multiple classes are held. White Hall, which was the bio building, you know, first floor has the main amphitheater of classes. Humanities building has, again, so when you're hearing fourth floor, it sounded direct, it sounded deliberate. We still don't have an official motive, but all we know is he had been recently rejected for employment at the university. And unfortunately, this is the move he took, and these are the actions he took. LinkedIn had a very interesting page that said, in memory of Tony Pulido, the account has been memorialized as a tribute to Tony Pulido's professional legacy. I don't think they knew. They took it down, but that was no legacy. This son of a mother flipping bastard who decided to shoot down innocent people at a campus the week before finals. I don't get how people like this could be in academia. How the hell could he have advanced in academia? He was a teacher in multiple other universities. Students apparently liked his classes, but apparently he didn't love students like all professors should if he had no problem going out to campus and shooting. No official word yet on the victims. We're being told they were faculty and not students. But we're also being told that the UNLV police were the first to be able to neutralize him. A lot of the reports, because students are telling me what they saw and what happened. It sounded like he left Beam Hall to head to the student union, which is right next to each other. Would he have shot students there? Would he have just fled? Would he try to hide? We're getting more information on that. But sadly, three have died in this shooting. And UNLV, that's not my backyard. That's my home. I trained there, met my husband there. My husband trained there. My kids trained there. My brother, the UNLV brothers, UNLV is my home. And seeing something like this happen in my backyard, we're going to be talking about campus security and what needs to be done. UNLV has always been known as a commuter school. It's very open. I teach there. I mentor students there. And every time I'm there, I'm CCW, but I don't bring my weapon because you're not supposed to. You can't bring a weapon onto campus. And when you look at all the vulnerabilities of any campus, but especially one that's a commuter school where you don't have to hop over a bridge or, you know, go across the river to get to, it's not a fortress. It's open. And, when I'm there and I for events or I mentor students or teach or do lectures, I'm reminded of the vulnerability. And of course, I can't help because I can't carry my weapon because it's a school. And so this person being able to get onto the campus, it's not the university police's fault. It's not Las Vegas Metro Police Department's fault. They were fantastic, and all praises to first responders and the police. But the way the school is built is there's a lot of openings and easy access to main arteries of traffic. And so, unfortunately, how you have to look at it is, thank God there wasn't more people that could have been killed and more shootings at this university. But there's going to be a very, very heavy police presence the rest of the week, and we will get more information on what's going to happen in terms of finals, in terms of how the school will move on.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on X or Twitter at Dr. Dahlia on Facebook. Okay, so students yesterday got a text saying run, hide, fight. Again, kudos to UNLV Police Department and UNLV for their texting, communication, and alerting everybody as quickly as possible that there was an active shooter. But there was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of criticism of those texts. And I don't think a lot of people know what run, hide, fight is. Run, hide, fight is active shooter protocol. It wasn't made up. This wasn't something that UNLV decided at the drop of a hat. And run, hide, fight actually means something. And so what happens when there's an active shooter in this world of tech and hacking and idiots doing false alarms? I mean, look at what happened in Hawaii, where this is not a test, ballistic missile, you know, coming towards us. When somebody gets a text, say there's a shooter, the first thing that might come to their mind is, really, Okay, you know, I'm getting texts all the time. You know how many texts I get to donate money? I'm getting asked to donate money to the speaker, to donate money to Biden, to donate money to Trump. So the average student or anybody at work is getting so many texts. Group texts. Oh, group texts are ridiculous because, you know, I mean, now I love the group texts I'm in, but oh my gosh, people just don't stop texting. So you end up starting to have a, become immune to them. Or you get so used to them numb that you don't look at them. And so UNLV, and I went to UNLV, but I went there before there was texting, but my sons go and my students go there. UNLV's texting protocol has to look different than the typical text. And it has to be in caps, and it has to tell you this is not a drill. So some of the texts that came from UPD South, UPD Alert, UNLV, said that University Police were responding to a report of shots fired at BEH, which was Beam Hall, evacuate to a safe area, comma, run, slash, hide, dash, fight. Then, University Police responding to a confirmed active shooter. This is not a test. Run, hide, fight. Another alert. University Police continues to respond to an active shooter at, in BEH. Continue to shelter in place. Then another text. University Police responding to additional reports of shots fired in the student union. Evacuate the area. Run, hide, fight. So this is why I was posting as we were getting these texts to let people know, don't be hiding in the student union. Beam Hall is right next to the student union. Don't go there. And so this run, hide, fight, even if somebody doesn't understand active shooter protocol and what that means, it kind of reminds them that, okay, this is not, don't do your class. Don't, you know, talk to your coworker, you know, because you could be in an office building and get the run, hide, fight text. It means something's going down. It's going down. So either run, get the hell out of there, hide, bunker down, or if you have to fight. Now, somebody could say, does this really have to be verbiage? Do you really have to tell somebody to fight? I think when you tell people to shelter in place, they might think they aren't allowed to stand, that they aren't allowed to, you know, they're being told by law enforcement. And so the run, hide, fight, I didn't mind. I know people were saying, oh, that's ridiculous. They're telling people to run, hide, fight. They're reminding you that if you are faced with a situation, whether you're out in the jungle, you know, or in the middle of a desert or being attacked, you fight. You fight. Now that you're a human, you got a lot. There's a lot you can do. I understand on campus we can't carry. So those of us with CCWs, we're unarmed. You know, but, you know, still fight with whatever you can. So the active shooter protocols, when you run, is you have to, and this is not easy. You know, for anybody that's never been in this situation, you know, where do you run? Nobody wants to run to the shooter. So when you tell somebody to run, the first thing they're saying is, well, where do I go? So I used to teach at a university where the doors are in front in the lecture hall. I really hated the setup. And the students, the amphitheater is against the wall. So if the shooter comes from this direction or this direction, you can't protect the students. I mean, you as a teacher would be the only one who could be away. You could shield the students with your body. But the students can't run because their only escape is the front. And I really hope this university is going to fix that where there's at least an exit. But, you know, if there's one shooter and there's two doors and the shooter is there blocking the doors, you're stuck. And so before anything like this happens, always have your plan. Now, my grandfather was a cop. My father was in the military. Every time I walk in the room, I already surmise where the exits are and what I would do and where I would go or where you would have to hide or bunker down. So, you know, people are waiting. Well, I'll hear the gunshots. I'll hear the gunshots. You might not. If the shooter is walking around trying to find their next victim, you might not hear any gunshots. So if you feel it's safe, look, obviously, before you run. But if you think there is a considerable distance, get the hell away from there. Absolutely. Drop the belongings. You don't need your purse. You don't need your backpack. You don't need the flowers. Somebody, just leave it. Make sure your hands are visible to law enforcement, because, you know, when law enforcement says freeze, hold, you don't want law enforcement thinking you're the shooter. Because unfortunately, when people say, well, it's somebody in a mask, and you know, people are still walking around in masks, you know, so you want to make sure you don't fit the description of the shooter. So you want to look like you got nothing in your hands. So make sure your hands are available open, such that if a cop says to freeze, you can at least show him or them that your hands are fine. And then, of course, make sure you call 911 when you can. Obviously, law enforcement is going to need to know what the hell is going on so they can get there. And assuming somebody else already called 911, get yourself to safety first. But if you are in a safe area, you want to call 911. So now, let's say the shooter is in close proximity and you don't know where to run and you don't even know where, how many shooters there are. Well, then you need to bunker down. And when you bunker down, if you're in an office building or if you're in a school, in a classroom, you want to shut the lights. Okay, shooters a lot of times have mental illness, and they might be trying to look for victims. So where there's light, where there's people running around, or where there's, they might go there. But if it's a dark room, a room that looks closed, if the door is locked, one thing is some criminals are lazy. If a door is locked, they'll move on. They might not want to put through the work. I understand TV, you'll see these cat burglars, which will make a whole big 30-minute scene trying to break into a building. But when they are doing their criminal activity, many times they want to do what they need to do and then get out. So when you add layers of work to be done to get to you, they might skip that area. So that's why we tell you to shut the light, lock the door, barricade the door, and try and stay quiet. Silence your cell phones, you know, and try to remain in place until you hear an all clear. So now fighting. All right? If someone's in the room, somebody has a gun. You know, if you are able to be in an area where you could carry, you can't on a university. Yeah, I have to leave my gun at home. I can't. Do what you were trained to do. If you haven't had training, get some training. I am blown away at how untrained we are as an American society in self-defense. And we sadly put ourselves and our families at risk when we don't know how to protect ourselves, protect our homes, protect others. Now, I'm not saying you need to know how to disarm somebody who's walking around with a semi-automatic weapon. But there are things you could do. And there are training courses on things that could be done. I'm not here to teach you about all the things you could do. And I get people are like, well, if I accost him, he'll shoot me. If you think they're coming to you, you got nothing to lose. They're coming at you. If they're coming at you, you fight. You have to assume, just like if somebody breaks into the house and is coming towards you with a weapon, you have to assume they're going to hurt you. And I understand as a doctor, and I've had discussions with other professionals about this, and I said, for me, I would probably try and shoot them in the leg or try to shoot them, you know, not near the subclavian. So you cannot, you know, have at the top of your mind saving somebody's life who is trying to take yours. Your primary priority is to save you, your life. And your family's life and your friend's life. But first, you. You're no good to nobody shot or dead. And we tell people to run, hide, fight. Do we teach people where to run? Do we teach people how to hide? Where to hide? Do we teach people how to fight? We need to. But when you see run, hide, fight, that's a very now common sort of text you will get when there is an active shooter. The 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The man suspected of fatally shooting three people and wounding another at UNLV in Las Vegas yesterday was a professor who tried and failed to get a job at the school, according to a law enforcement official with direct knowledge of that investigation. The gunman was killed in a shootout and has not been identified. House Republicans warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. President Biden's plea for aid to Ukraine and Israel facing obstruction from Senate Republicans due to an absence of changes in U.S. border policy. The National Transportation Safety Board has identified a culture of silence. They have now created a new rulemaking committee where pilots and air traffic controllers can feel more comfortable discussing mental health issues. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the holidays are coming on pretty fast. I mean, we just went through Thanksgiving, and here we are, December 7th, and, wow, it's our open enrollment for Medicare is coming on pretty quickly, coming up soon. And so I'm very, very grateful for our next guest, Shannon Hills. Shannon Hills is Regional Director of CMS. She's had over 25 years experience in managing large-scale health and human services programs at the federal government and in the nonprofit sector. She has served as the Long-Term Care Certification and Enforcement Manager for the Survey and Operations Group in the CMS Regional Office in Dallas, and is here to talk to us about what we need to know coming up with open enrollment, as well as the healthcare.gov website that could allow millions of people to be able to access healthcare. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia. Good to be here.
Wow, wow. So open enrollment, the deadline is coming up soon. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the Marketplace open enrollment period at healthcare.gov that began on November 1st and December 15th is a date that we want to make sure that your listeners remember. And why is that important? For individuals that enroll by December 15th, they will have comprehensive, high-quality health insurance available to them starting January 1st. So we want to make sure that everyone starts off the new year covered with comprehensive, high-quality health insurance.
I always get asked, what happens if somebody misses the December 15th date?
If someone misses the December 15th date, they may have to wait until next year. And we don't want anyone having to wait until next year. So it's really important that individuals go online to healthcare.gov, review the comprehensive plans that are available, put in all of their information, and see if they also qualify for financial help. So even if maybe someone that's listening to us right now, they have health insurance, but they know someone, family or friend that doesn't, this is a great opportunity to share this information with them and to make sure that they go online and enroll.
Thank you, and very good advice. Any new changes in terms of the plans this year?
One of the exciting things that is new this year is that financial help has been extended. Due to recent federal legislation titled the Inflation Reduction Act, premiums for health insurance on healthcare.gov continue to be more affordable than ever. We expect that 4 out of 5 consumers with financial help will be able to find a plan for $10 or less per month.
Okay, good, good. Now, do you know who qualifies? What sort of income bracket will allow you to be able to take advantage of those financial incentives?
What's really important is when individuals go online, again, to healthcare.gov, there is something else that's new this year, is a button called Find Local Help. There they will be connected with an agent, broker, navigator in their local market that can assist them putting in all of their information, and from there they will be able to see immediately what type of financial help may be available for them.
That's good. And just because you've been on one of the plans last year doesn't mean you don't reapply. You have to yearly, right? Reapply That's good.
Absolutely, yes. You want to go online every single year. And here's also what individuals may want to think about. Even if the plan that they have works perfectly well, every year health insurance plans can change.
Yep.
It could be the doctors that are in network. It could be coverage for prescription drugs. So we always want individuals every year to go back online, review the plans that are available. Who knows? There might be another plan that meets all of their needs and might even be available at a lower cost.
Mm-hmm. And there's been many individuals who are not on Medicaid anymore because of the COVID sunsetting of some of the benefits during the COVID pandemic. And so I think there's some individuals that might not realize that they are not going to be able to utilize Medicaid. And so that's why people need to be really aware of what they have and look at what else they qualify for.
Absolutely. And I really thank you for that. Dr. Dahlia, we know that Medicaid is a lifeline for millions of Americans, children, parents, seniors, individuals with disabilities, and many more. What's really important for someone if they have Medicaid is to make sure that their contact information is up to date with their state Medicaid office. Secondly, they want to be on the lookout for mail that will be sent from their state Medicaid office. Open it up quickly. This is not one you want to put to the side and say, after the holidays, I'll look at it. No, we want them to open that up as soon as they receive it, submit all the information back so that their state can make an appropriate determination on their eligibility. If they find that they are, in fact, no longer eligible, for Medicaid or CHIP, we want them to visit healthcare.gov, see if they qualify for a high-quality plan that can meet their needs with and see if they qualify for financial assistance as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you're on. Shannon, you are such a godsend. Shannon Hills, CMS Regional Administrator. A common question I get is, what if somebody finds employment, like let's say in March, and starts a new job? Or they are not going to start their new job until January, but they want to play it safe. What happens with their premiums and their assistance if they end up getting a job that might knock them out of the income bracket that allows them to get the assistance?
Right. One of the things that I would encourage your listeners to do is to call the 800 number that is affiliated with healthcare.gov. That number is 1-800-318-2596. That call center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and individuals are available to communicate in over 200 languages. The reason I recommend this call center is because those type of questions are really individually based, and I think it's really important that we want individuals to be able to connect with someone that can give them the accurate, up-to-date information.
No, and that's good. And I'll try to also maybe call and get some information as well, because we have employers on the other end, you know, calling saying, look, I have workers that are asking for only X amount of hours so they don't lose their assistance. And so employers are asking me, what is the minimum amount of hours that will still allow people, because there's employees that are afraid to work full time so they could still, you know, fortunately enjoy the benefits. And so there's, and I think there might be some misinformation out there of, you know, what disqualifies you from subsidies and what qualifies you. And so, you know, that's definitely something I'll look into, because I know it's a question on a lot of people's minds, and insurance is important, and you have to, you know what your plan is for the year ahead, but a year is a long time. So I get the confusion, and that's why we're so grateful that you've been able to come on and talk to us.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad I've been able to be here as well. That 800 number will be very helpful in being able to just think through those specific areas that might impact an individual as well. When you go to healthcare.gov, there is a button there titled Find Local Help. That is also a resource to be utilized. That will connect with agents, brokers, and local communities. And so it's really important, as the questions that you're mentioning, to be able to connect with those in those local communities that can really walk through that information.
So true. Shannon Hills, thank you again so much. Can't wait to have you back, and have a wonderful holiday, wonderful Christmas season.
You as well. Take care.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We will get to your calls and your comments. A lot of them, you can always call in at 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll take your calls. If we're not live when you call in, we will answer your call on air at the next live show, which is usually Monday through Friday every day. So tonight is Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, people don't know how to pronounce it. The Hebrew letter is chet, so it's a chet. Hanukkah, and Hanukkah means dedication, and as with most Jewish holidays, or as well as religious holidays, there's always a somberness to it, and in terms of Hanukkah, it is a reminder of the persecution that our ancestors had, and this year it's going to be a little different, because we are still praying and hoping that our hostages that have been taken in Israel, American hostages, Israeli hostages, hostages from all over the world that are currently still in Gaza, can come home, can be safe, can be with their families. But we'll talk about why Hanukkah is going to be a little different. So the history of Hanukkah was around 167 B.C. Israel was under the rule of Antiochus Epiphanes, and he was not pro-Jewish, okay, and pro-Hebrew. And there were a lot of atrocities that happened to Jews during that time, and he destroyed the temple of Jerusalem. Jews, Hebrews at the time, had to hide being Jewish and studying the Torah. And so they would figure out creative ways to teach kids and to still pray and learn under the under the guise of Antiochus and his Greek soldiers. Today we're very close with Greeks, we're friends with Greeks, but at the time, not very nice to the Hebrews at the time. And so when we play with dreidels, I don't know if you guys see the little dreidel tops where it's Neskadol Hayasham, the letters on the dreidel, a great miracle happened there. Depending on where the dreidel falls after you play it, it tells you if you win what's in the pot or if you have to give half, you know, or you take half or you get nothing. Neskadol Hayasham. Sham is where you have to put in, and it's a fixed amount, whatever anybody decides. Hey is where you get to take half of it. Gadol is where you get to win the whole gadol, the whole thing. And Nun is you don't do anything. And it's a little game that we play, but the reason why we play it is it's a reminder of how the Hebrews had to hide and come up with ways to teach their children and to still be of their faith while they were under an oppressive rule. Well, the Maccabees, which were at the time Hebrew priests, organized a rebellion. And they were able to organize enough and be successful at being able to drive out Antiochus and his troops. In fact, Antiochus was so cruel that he would slaughter and sacrifice pigs at the temple. And pigs are not kosher. You're not supposed to have pork in a temple. And so, you know, this guy was really messed up in the head. And they were able to, end the persecution, the killing, the rape, everything that had happened to Hebrews at the time and take control of the temple. Well, they needed to rededicate the temple. And there wasn't enough oil. They needed at least 8 days of oil. There was just a little bit that in those days, you know what you have. Like, you know, when you look at your charge and you're like, okay, my phone is only going to last another hour or my laptop's only going to last an hour. Back then they knew what the oil would do. And they're like, we're going to barely get a day out of this now. But we do what we can. God will understand. You know, we're trying to rebuild and rededicate the temple. Well, that little aliquot of oil lasted 8 days, which was a miracle. This was something that's been passed generation to generation, which means God wanted it to happen, and he was there to help. And to make something like that, it's like, imagine your iPhone, right? And its charge, right? When you're on low battery, lasting 8 days. You're like, well, how the hell did that happen? It could only have been an act of God. And so that's why we celebrate it. So we have candelabras or hanukkiahs or menorahs, and we light the candles one each night. In terms of the presents, there's been a lot of debate on how you do it. Do you just give everybody presents like on Christmas, where either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, usually Christmas Day, people open up all the presents, or do you do a present each night? Well, originally the tradition was a present each night, but when you're poor and you don't have a lot of money, that was kind of hard. Now, when I grew up, a present could be like a little thing of Play-Doh. You know, or a little funny pen, you know, with some googly eyes. And so they could be little things. But now that you have, Nintendo Switches and new bikes, you know, it's harder to just, especially if you're a family of, not so copious and rich means to be able to do an every night thing. When your kids are older, you give them a present and you go, that's good. You know, your Hanukkah present to me is, you know, don't leave your mama. but 8 days, the tradition is you give a present each night. And it makes Hanukkah really, really fun. Hanukkah is not the official super, super biggest holiday of the year for Jews. The High Holy Days are where we ask God for forgiveness. We make up with any enemies we have. We ask to be inscribed in the Book of Life. And we pray and we self-reflect on how we could be better people. Purim, is another holiday in which we have overcome atrocities and oppression, and that is the big, big holiday party. So, but Hanukkah has become bigger because it's around Christmas time. And so it starts tonight. It goes 8 days. And, yep, it's really hard to have children in this day and age where they get to see all the amazing things that happen on Christmas. And, you know, on Hanukkah, it's, you know, yeah, so we have expanded and, you know, embraced a lot more. We have lights. We do a lot of things. You know, my house is all decorated and, you know, we have a big menorah and I use a blue and silver tree skirt. Of course, yes, the cats will, it doesn't matter if it's a Christmas tree or a menorah, the cats will pee on the skirts. They just do. So I have to yell at the cats. So we've been able to embrace the holiday and, you know, and modernize it a little bit, but, it's still at its root is so deep and it's, and the meaning, should never be forgotten. And so, just like with Christmas, Christmas is the birth of Christ. There's, you know, there's a lot of commercialization of holidays that you really need to understand and appreciate the root of what that is, because most of these holidays have a very solemn core. But it's going to be different this year. Because when we celebrate Hanukkah, we talk of the atrocities. You know, I learned of the atrocities that my family went through with the Holocaust and with Nazi Germany and with trying to escape. So to me, it was still pretty real. But anti-Semitism, even though you face it, you know, we never faced it to that degree, you know, that our relatives did. And now here we are seeing anti-Semitism. Some people who never even knew that that could exist are feeling it themselves. And there are individuals who feel like they can't celebrate it. They can't in their community or in their school or around others be open about celebrating Hanukkah. Okay, that should not be. But here we are in 2023, and some people are a little fearful about putting up decorations and being open. You know, I know some of the families in my neighborhood who are Jewish, and they aren't putting up their what they usually do. Okay, me, I put blue and white lights. I have snowmen. But I get that many individuals now are feeling like they can't be open. They can't be expressive. In fact, there's even some festivals that are not going to have the candle lighting ceremony or a menorah because they're worried that it's going to be controversial. There is nothing controversial about Hanukkah. For those of us who are celebrating overcoming a much bigger army and being able to overcome and survive and still be here thousands of years later, I think everybody should celebrate, just as I celebrate Christmas. I think everybody should be celebrating Hanukkah. That's huge. What we've been able to overcome, it's a miracle. And knowing that God can be on your side, for those of us that believe in God, is a reason to celebrate. And unfortunately, this Hanukkah is going to be different as we have places so afraid that they are going to be, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. It's not controversial celebrating Hanukkah. And it shouldn't be like this. So for those of us celebrating, happy Hanukkah. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.